Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Meditation Podcast. I'm so excited for this episode today. So this episode is actually inspired by a coaching call I had with one of my beautiful clients. But this conversation has actually come up with a few of my clients. And this recent one, I was like, okay, I need to make a podcast episode on this because this keeps coming up, meaning I think more people can definitely benefit from this awareness. So many of us believe that our actions are the only thing that attracts the result. So we have to do to receive. Because in our society, the masculine hustle, do, force, push is what is celebrated and it's what's taught. If you want to make money, you have to work hard. If you want to get somewhere, you have to work hard, put in the work. And don't get me wrong, working hard and building the foundation is necessary. But after that, it's all your belief system. So once you've built the home, there's no more building and doing that you can really do to make it that much better. It's all about what you do to attract. So also with doing, that has a cap. You only have so much energy. You only have so many hours in a day. You can only do so much. Whereas when you focus on becoming magnetic and you focus on attracting and you focus on being, that is infinite. That is the key to infinite abundance, because being, you can be forever. You can't do forever. You can only do so much. And so if you want to attract into abundance, you have to connect to being and receiving from and detaching the idea that you have to do to receive. So an analogy that one of my mentors gave me, Dr. Teggy, which is so powerful, is if you want to attract butterflies, you can do it in two ways. One way is you can go out and you can take a net and you can run around your backyard and try to catch butterflies all day long. And you could also relate this to clients. You could relate this to a soulmate. You could relate this to many things that you're chasing after the thing. This gets exhausting. This gets boring. This causes frustration. And honestly, it just doesn't sound like fun to me. Or you can sit in your garden and you can plant flowers that attract butterflies, and you can build a butterfly home, and you can tend to your garden to attract butterflies. Now, the first option has a limit. You can only run around for so long until you get tired, until you get burnt out. Whereas with the second option, you can tend to your garden and you can attract infinite butterflies. Because it's not attached to your time. It's not attached to your effort. Okay? So your effort only gets you so far. It gets you to take action on the things that need to get done. But after those things need to get done, for example, your sales page, the website, the email funnel, after that, after those things are done to the best of your ability, there's not much else you can do. And so many people that come to me, they're like, I have everything. I'm doing everything right. Why is nothing working? Because you've only addressed 5% of the equation. You've only addressed the physical, the 3D. You have not addressed 95% of what attracts things to you, which is your frequency. And I drew this like diagram for my client, and I'm gonna try to explain it to you now. So there is you and your energy, your vibration, okay? And then I want to say between you and a manifestation, there's kind of like this line that has to occur. There's a transaction that has to occur from that frequency influencing, coming into your frequency. And let's talk about money. So money is just energy, but money has to get transacted through a payment processor, through entering your bank account. There's something. All the doors aren't just open here. We're not just like in this open world where everything just easily flows in and out. There has to be a transaction to occur for money to enter your bank account, right? And then there's the outs, and then there's everything on the outside. Energies of money, abundance, love, whatever. But in this example, I'm really going to talk about money. So money is a frequency outside of you and within you. And how you attract money is based on your dominant beliefs. So what I'm trying to say is that, like, no matter how good your sales page is, no matter how good your funnel is, if your internal is not a vibrational match for money, none of that matters. And if you have a very high vibrational frequency around money and your sales pages suck, it also doesn't matter. Do you know how many millionaires I've gone to their website and go to their sales page and I'm like, oh my God, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It's so clunky. How is this even working? And then they have like 5,000 people in the program because their dominant frequency around money is very high. So money does not give a shit about a sales page. Money will find that client no matter what because that is their frequency. So what I'm trying to share is like your 3D actions only get you so far. After that, it's all energetics. It's all what you believe to be possible. And money will enter into your universe based on your vibration, based on what you believe is possible for you. Okay, and I have a really good example to illuminate this. So it was a couple weeks ago that I launched my program Millionaire Mentor. Okay, I launched it on a Tuesday. It felt so good to do. The program felt so in alignment. I was so excited about it. And I was just so excited. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, crickets. No one signed up, which honestly has never happened to me before. I was like, what? I was so confused. But when I checked into my intuition, it was like, no, this program's still in alignment. If I checked into the price, like people were applying, but no one signed up. Of course, I try to make it like a 3D thing. I'm like, okay, is the sales page okay? Is the price okay? And all of that was okay. And so I was like, okay, this is something to do with me. I'm actually blocking this. And so I did make a few tweaks to the offer and I made sure the offer was a whole hell yes. And when I made sure the offer was a whole hell yes, and then actually with my coach, I actually addressed a block I had around receiving. And I cleared that. Within 6 days, I sold over $100,000. Meaning, the 3D shit doesn't fucking matter. It's all about your energetics. And it's all about, and meaning, this completely debunks that in order for you to receive, you have to put in more work on the sales page, make more effort on your link tree, da-da-da-da-da-da. None of that matters because it's all about energy. So if you change your frequency around money, money cannot help but be in your energy field. It's a magnet. It's a law of attraction. And so when you change your frequency, you change your vibrational attraction to anything that you desire. And so by me unlocking a belief, it allowed the money to flow in.
Are you looking for a tool in your back pocket that can support you morning, afternoon, and evening to reduce stress, improve sleep, heal your money mindset, manifest your dream body, manifest your soulmate, and help you feel good? I don't know if you guys have heard, but I just launched my app. It's called the Higher Self app because what this app allows you to do is heal limiting beliefs, heal trauma, heal past experiences to allow you to step into your highest self, to raise your frequency so you can have, do, and be anything that you desire. This is the secret to how I have manifested everything in my life. 7 figures, my soulmate, my dream home, quantum leaping my income. This is every tool and every audio that has allowed me to do so. This app is one of its kind. It's not a meditation app. It's a subconscious reprogramming app. So we go into your subconscious in this app and we heal. We heal the limiting beliefs. We heal the trauma so that you no longer repeat these patterns in your life and you can break free of your old paradigm and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. You can check out the link below. You can get a 7-day free trial and try it out for yourself and experience the shift that hundreds of other students have created already, manifesting money, manifesting their soulmates, manifesting this life that they didn't know was possible, because they finally started to rewire the subconscious, which is 95% of your life. Your subconscious creates 95% of your reality. So if you're not manifesting that, and if you're not healing that, then you're creating the same reality over and over. So if you're ready to shift, if you're ready to change, check out the free trial below and enjoy your manifestation journey.
It unlocked, there was a glitch in my computer software brain that was like, dispel, push away. And then when we found that and we cleared it and we eliminated it, money was like, boop, come in. So all of this to say is that if you're doing all of the work and you're feeling like nothing is working, this is a limiting belief for you to clear. And I recommend using my app. It's the Higher Self app. It's the first subconscious reprogram app of its kind. And this is where you can, in the most affordable way, start to reprogram these limiting beliefs so that you can remove those little glitches in your computer software and start to attract what you really desire. Because the only reason why you don't have that thing yet is that you have a little glitch in your software. Because you don't have to do anything else. The universe is here and ready to give you everything. You just have a little software that's going, no. And when we can remove that, the universe goes, oh, they're actually a vibrational match for that. Boom, give it to her. Give it to them. And another thing about receiving is feminine energy, okay? And I want to leave you with a really beautiful analogy around feminine energy. So if we think about, okay, we're getting a little like sexual health here, but when the egg leaves the fallopian tube and enters the uterus in order to get pregnant, the egg just fucking chills. It doesn't go, should I go back into the fallopian tube? Should I go over here? Should I go over there? Should I try to like chase the sperm? No. It sticks into the fallopian the wall and chills there. It does not question its worth. It does not question whether it's worthy of receiving a sperm. It doesn't try to move around to attract the sperm anymore. It just sits and knows the sperm is on its way. And then the sperm, which is the masculine energy, is like, holy shit, where the fuck is the egg? Where the fuck is the egg? Searching. And they actually go in groups of seven. And they try to find the egg in groups of seven. They're like, where's the egg? Single focus, where's the egg? They find the egg. The group finds the egg. And guess what happens? The egg goes, I choose you. The egg gets to choose one of the sperm. And the sperm goes, okay, I'm in. And they make a baby, okay? This is pure masculine and feminine. The feminine egg sits back and receives and gets to choose its desires. The masculine, which is, let's say the universe, is like chasing you down to give you your desires and is giving you all these options and you get to choose. But if you're in masculine energy trying to chase your desires, there is going to be a mismatch because you're chasing it and it's chasing you and you're going to be like, it's like when you're going to a maze, like one person going one way, it's like in the movies where one person goes one way and they just miss the other person. It's like, that's why you're missing your desires because you're not just sitting back and being. You're fighting fire with fire. It's not working because you're not sitting back and being. And I invite you to stop feeling like you have to do to receive and start being to receive. And how that works is that if you have a desire, so let's say you have a desire to attract more clients, I invite you, instead of putting out another social media post, instead of revamping your sales page again and instead of trying to revamp your offer, I invite you to sit with yourself and think, okay, where in my computer program, where in my software, where in my belief system do I potentially have a glitch that is deflecting my desires? And let's be with that. And let's think, okay, if I really think about it, and let's just use an example. For example, when I work with my clients, things that come up. I don't deserve money. If I receive money, then I'm gonna have to spend it all. So why would I even want it in the first place? If I attract money, then it's just gonna go immediately. If I attract money, then that's going to make me greedy. If I attract money, that's going to push away my partner. There's some sort of hidden advantage of you not attracting what you desire. That's why you haven't attracted it yet. And when you can become aware of that and then use the app to reprogram that and clear it, you will immediately attract what you desire because you are now available for that. You now open space for that. It can't help but enter into your universe. So right now, you literally have a subconscious sign saying, do not enter, do not enter, do not enter, do not enter, when money is like floating everywhere around you. Money is everywhere. It's in you. It's around you. It's everywhere. But you have this sign up that says, do not enter, do not enter, do not enter, because it's saving you from potentially feeling greedy, hurting someone's feelings, some sort of hidden advantage that you have. Whereas when you can take down that sign, money's like, oh, there you are, boop, and then enter, 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 enter. Again, when I realized what my limiting belief was around my launch and I cleared it, boom, $100,000. Like, the $100,000 is always there. The money's always there. It's everywhere. Look around you. Look at your laptop. Look at the road. Look at the cars. Look at everything around you. All of this is money. Money is just value. Money is just energy. And when you can take down your barriers to money, money can't help but come to you freely, effortlessly, easily. Like, I actually had a client who came to me, and one of our second sessions was around that she believed that making money wasn't easy. And we cleared that belief for her. And then she came to her second session. She's like, Marley, making money is so easy. I'm like, I know. And she's like, I have random people coming out of nowhere wanting to pay me in full for another old program that I'm not even launching yet. I'm like, I know. Making money gets to be easy. But the only reason why it isn't is because you believe that it has to be hard. That's the only reason why. And if you're like feeling a little bit doomed right now, just know in 10 minutes you can clear that belief. In 10 minutes on the app, you can clear that belief, okay? It doesn't have to be this whole drawn out, hard to do thing, stressful thing that we are indoctrined to believe that it has to be hard. But it really does not have to be hard. The only reason why it's hard is because we believe it is hard. Woo! I literally just closed my eyes and just like talked. You may need to listen to this a few times if this is like new information, if this is something just like all new. So allow it to sink in, allow it to marinate, allow yourself to receive this like new upgrade if you used to believe that you had to do to receive. Okay, my loves? I hope you enjoy the brain upgrade. If you know anyone that could benefit from this episode, especially entrepreneurs, send us their way. And I'm so excited to see you guys in the app. I'm going to leave the free trial below. You get a 7-day free trial. And this is the keys to unlock all of your limiting beliefs that you've been programmed that aren't even yours in the first place. Okay, my angels, I love you guys so, 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 so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you do, let me know. And I would love to chat with you guys. Okay, have a beautiful rest of your day. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Love you. Hey, hey, hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show. Take a screenshot right away and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.